In 2003, cancer researcher Richard Miller developed a drug that pharmaceutical giants dismissed as dangerous lunacy, a piranha molecule that would never let go of its target. Despite widespread ridicule and financial struggles, Miller persisted. Years later, his drug ibrutinib produced response rates nearly 10 times higher than standard therapy, leading to FDA approval and a $21 billion acquisition by one of the same pharma giants that had mocked him. This pattern repeats throughout history. Revolutionary ideas often face brutal rejection before changing the world. Why? The mystery lies in how organizations behave, not individuals. Nokia rejected engineers' proposals for an internet-ready touchscreen phone with an app store, only to watch Apple introduce exactly these features in the iPhone 3 years later, leading to Nokia's catastrophic $250 billion decline. The science behind this phenomenon parallels phase transitions in physics. Just as water molecules behave differently as liquid versus solid, people can act like risk-taking entrepreneurs in startups, but project-killing conservatives in large companies. Nobel laureate Phil Anderson captured this with, "More is different. The whole becomes not just more than, but fundamentally different from the sum of its parts." What makes organizations suddenly stop innovating? Two competing forces, stake and rank. In small groups, everyone's stake in outcomes is high, while perks of rank are minimal. As organizations grow, stakes decrease, while rank perks increase. When these forces cross, the system snaps and begins rejecting loonshots, ideas that seem crazy but might change everything. Nobel laureate Sir James Black noted, "It's not a good drug unless it's been killed at least 3 times. A truth reflected in innovations like the cancer drug Gleevec, which faced multiple rejections before succeeding. The development of statins, now history's most prescribed drugs, illustrates this pattern. Microbiologist Akira Endo screened 6,000 fungi species to find a cholesterol-blocking mold, only to face an empty room when presenting his findings during a period of skepticism toward cholesterol research. When mevastatin failed in rats, the project survived through a serendipitous discovery of its success in chickens, whose cholesterol metabolism resembles humans. Despite promising human trials showing 30% cholesterol reduction, toxicity in dogs halted development. Merck later revived statin research after disproving cancer concerns. Today, statins prevent roughly 500,000 heart attacks and strokes annually in the U.S., with sales exceeding $300 billion, though Endo remains largely unrecognized. The key lesson? Listen to the suck with curiosity. Investigate failures rather than abandoning hope. In 1939, the Allies trailed Nazi Germany in military technology, from U-boats ruling the seas to advanced aircraft and nuclear fission research. The U.S. Navy had overlooked radar since 1922, when two radio enthusiasts discovered it and proposed its use for detecting enemy ships. Vannevar Bush recognized implementation as the key challenge. After a brief meeting where President Roosevelt approved with OKFDR, his Office of Scientific Research and Development became a home for promising ideas the military had dismissed. Bush created a flexible organization with military connections. His team developed advanced portable microwave radar that proved decisive. When convoy SC-130 encountered 25 U-boats in 1943, Liberator bombers used it to locate submarines through darkness and fog. Allied shipping losses plunged 95% within months. His report, Science: The Endless Frontier, established a research framework that led to innovations from GPS to the internet, driving nearly half of U.S. GDP growth since World War II. Pan Am's journey from being the world's second most recognized brand to bankruptcy illustrates two crucial breakthroughs, P-type and S-type loonshots. P-type loonshots are product breakthroughs, initially dismissed before succeeding, like Bell Telephone's invention becoming America's most valuable company. S-type loon shots are strategic breakthroughs using existing technologies differently, like Walmart's model of supersized stores outside cities. Pan Am's Juan Terry Tripp excelled at P-type innovation, launching the jet age and establishing an unprecedented 8,700-mile Pacific route that required clipper ship research and presidential support. American Airlines' Robert Crandall, Crando, mastered S-type innovation, revolutionizing operations with innovations like the first two-tier corporate pay system during deregulation. When deregulation transformed aviation, S-type innovations like hub-and-spoke systems became crucial. Pan Am's singular focus on expansion rather than strategic adaptation led to its collapse. Edwin Land, like Steve Jobs later, was known for dramatic product reveals. His 1972 unveiling of the Polaroid SX70 instant camera drew extraordinary praise from Time and Fortune as a remarkable technological achievement. Yet Polaroid ultimately failed. Land left Harvard at 19 and created the first man-made polarizer by embedding microscopic crystals in film. His daughter's question, "Why can't I see them now?" inspired instant photography, which he demonstrated in 1947. His final project, Polavision, instant motion pictures, consumed 10 years and $500 million before launching in 1977. It failed within a year, undermined by its $2,500 price tag and 33-minute cassettes. Land's dismissal of financial concerns, the bottom lines in heaven, exemplifies the Moses trap that afflicted visionary leaders like him, Juan Tripp, and the early Steve Jobs. These leaders maintained sole authority over new ideas rather than following Bush-Vail rules for balancing loon shots and franchises. Organizations hit a critical threshold, the magic number M, where focus shifts from projects to politics. Below M, innovation thrives. Above it, career advancement takes priority. The magic number M equals E times S2 divided by G times F, where E is equity fraction, S is management span, F is organizational fitness, and G is salary growth rate. With typical values, M approaches 150, aligning with Dunbar's research on group dynamics. DARPA demonstrates how to transcend this limit. With 200 people, including 100 program managers on fixed-term contracts, they've created innovations like the internet and GPS by operating as small startups without traditional career paths. To raise your organization's magic number, implement independent assessments, promote peer recognition, optimize project skill fit, and adjust management spans. Wider for innovation teams, narrower for franchise groups. From 500 to 1500 AD, China and India dominated global economics with over half the world's GDP, while Western Europe held just 1 to 2%. China pioneered paper, printing, and the compass long before Europe, leading in literacy and naval power. While China and India focused on grand internal projects like the Great Wall and Taj Mahal, Western Europe embraced radical innovations, loon shots. This proved decisive when British steam power later defeated China's wooden fleet and the East India Company conquered the Mughal Empire. The scientific method, discovering truth through measurement and experiment rather than authority, became humanity's most transformative loon shot. When China's Song Emperor ended Shen Kuo's astronomy project prematurely, declaring it good enough, he stifled progress, contrasting sharply with Europe's experimental approach under Tycho Brahe. England's Royal Society, established in 1660, created the first successful national loonshot nursery. Uniting pioneers like Boyle, Hooke, and Newton, it drove Western Europe's rise to global dominance through systematic innovation.